பகவான் ஸ்ரீ ரமணா டிபிஆர் அவர் தாட்ஸ் நவு ஆர் இன் தி கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் கும்பாபிஷேகம் தட் இஸ் டு பி டன் ஃபார் தி சமாதி மண்டபம் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் வேர் அட் ஹிஸ் வர்ஷிப் ஈஸ் டு பி ரெனியூட் ஆஃப்டர் ஃபைனல் கன்சக்ரேஷன் ஃபார் மோர் தென் ஹாஃப் அ சென்ச்சுரி இன் அவர் ஓன் டைம் எ லக்கி ஜென்ரேஷன் ஹேட் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ ரமணா லிவ் அண்ட் மூவ் அமடிஸ் தெம் ஆஸ் காட் இன்கார்னேட் and a great splendor in human form. All aspirants who with steadfast faith and devotion and by token of their own past evolution found their way to his presence were permeated by the uplifting influence vouchsafed by his guidance and compassionate protection. He never posed as a teacher or guru, although everyone felt in him the Paramaguru of all. His life and teachings were inseparable, as by his very existence he radiated his message without a mission, emphasizing self-knowledge as the most immediate and easy means for a revelation of the nature of one's own being, that what every individual experienced as his self was but the one same supreme self of all. To realize this was the purpose of life and solution of its problems. Existence or being is but one without a second, and all manifestations, gross and subtle, as involved in time and space, or of names and forms, are only of it, itself remaining unaffected. Such an experience is the culmination of self-inquiry, an introspective return by the individual, the mind, to its source. So much alone was the effort, and what next was for the experience and beyond exposition. On the 14th of April 1950, Sri Bhagavan left his body, which now sanctifies the very earth in which it has been laid, over which a mandapam has been raised. To his devotees, seen externally, every sort of earth he has trodden on or touched is sacred and a shrine for worship. More than this, the fact remains that of his own benign grace and compassion on us, lest we falter and forget. Our divine father and mother has implanted himself inextricably and forever in our hearts. Prostrations to his lotus feet.